So let's begin with Kedera Chaisa. The Gemara Yod Ches Med Beis writes, "Hi Kedera Chaisa, Shari Lanucha, Erev Shabbos Imchashecha B'Tanura." So it's permitted even in a tanur. My Taima, Kevan De Lo Chazi LeOrta Suche Mesech Daite Minei. Since it's not going to be ready till the next day, there's Hesach Hadas, which presumably means V'Lo Asi Lechtuye Gicholim. So there's no Chash Chitur. We know, generally speaking, the restrictions on Shehiyah are because of Gzeirah Sham Yechateh. And therefore, in this case, there's no need for Grifo Ktima because there's no Chash Sham Yechateh. It's going to be ready anyway tomorrow without Chitoy. And even with Chitoy, it's not going to be ready tonight. So what are you worried about? So the Gemara continues, Uvashil Shapir Dami, Bashil Lo Bashil Asir. If it's Bashil, then it's Mutter. So what does that mean? The Beis Yosef explains that it means, if you learn like Hananiah, it means Kamaichol Ben Drusai. If you learn like Rabbanan, it would mean Mitzdameh Viralo. Then Shapir Dami, it's also Mutter to do Shehiyah, even without Grif Oktima. But Bashil V'lo Bashil, if it's neither raw nor cooked, so then Asir, that's what we talked about last time, V'shadi Begar Machaya, but if you put something raw into it, and we'll have to see what that means exactly. So then Shapir Dami, you're okay. So that's the Gemara. This is Paskan Halacha, Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. The Bir Halacha, Dib Maschil Meisiach, points out that even if it could be cooked tonight, but not in time for the meal. In other words, let's say you put in your Kedera Chaisa 2 hours, you know, it'll be ready in 3 hours. And you have your Shabbos Suda, you know, an hour or so after Shabbos starts. So even if you were to hurry it, it wouldn't possibly be ready for your Shabbos Suda. So there's Hesach Hadas. In other words, you don't need it to be not ready till the next morning, which would be quite rare. It's sufficient if it's not, it couldn't be cooked in time for your Suda. Now the Gemara says that if it starts to cook, then it's a problem. However, a solution is you could use a garmachaya, some type of food that's not cooked. And you throw in that raw piece of food to your tavshil, and that solves the problem. Then it's just like a kedera chaisa. Now, what type of food would that have to be? So if you look at the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, at the beginning of Perek Gimel, he writes that really it could be anything. V'chein im haya tavshil bashil v'lo bashil, v'nasan bo be'es ha-hatmana davar chai, basar o yirakos. So the Rambam says this doesn't have to be meat, it could be meat or vegetables. Ha-reze mutter lishoso al gabi g'chol mipnei, shumei siach daito. So that's mutter. That's the view of the Rambam. Now the Beis Yosef is medayik from here, that it must be that the Rambam holds that the reason why this works is because it's a hecker. Why? Because if you were to go ahead, vegetables, apparently, don't take that long to cook. Not like meat. Beis Yosef is assuming that meat is very long, takes a long time to cook. Vegetables don't take so long to cook. So memela, if the fact that the Rambam is matir, even if it's only a vegetable, so as a hecker, this is good because you're doing this act, right? I don't know, throwing a potato in right before Shabbos. That act shows that you're not planning to eat this for tonight and therefore it's sufficient. But that's all you need. All you need is a hecker. That's the diak of the Beis Yosef. The Rambam doesn't say explicitly, but that's what the Beis Yosef is medayik. Now, the Machzitz HaShekel, Sifkat and Dalet points out, the Rambam would agree that it's only one vegetable that works. In other words, you throw in one raw zucchini, so then it's mutter. But if the whole pot is zucchinis, so then there's no hecker, and it would be asar. Masha ein kein, when it comes to basar, if it's all raw, then it works, even though befoal, it might be ready earlier. In other words, fundamentally, there are two tracks you could take. Number one is Kedera Chaisa. Kedera Chaisa works because Befoel won't be ready till tomorrow, either tomorrow or at least until, well past the Friday night Suda. And that's the first track. That's a track of Kedera Chaisa. That's not Medin Heker. That's Medin Hasachadas, your Mesiach, like the Gemara says, your Mesiach Das from Chitui, because it's not going to be ready till tomorrow. And that's track one. Track two is Heker. That's Shadabe Garma. You have your food, you throw in a raw vegetable right before Shabbos, and then it's nicker that it's not going to be for tonight, and that also works. So that is Shitas HaRambam. However, other Rishonim disagree. The other Rishonim say no, that you need to be Mesiach Das Mimenu entirely, and therefore Basar is the only effective thing, whether for Kedera Chaisa or Shadu Begarma. Either way, it needs to be basar and not yarek. And that's because this idea, this notion of a heker is insufficient. You need to do an act that shows that you're actually mesiach das. And since lemaisa, the yarek will be ready tonight, because like we said, the assumption is that vegetables cook much quicker. So since lemaisa, the vegetables will be ready tonight, then this is totally ineffective. In other words, they seem to understand it. There's basically one halacha, right? The halacha is, that you have to be Mesiach Das, and you're Mesiach Das in the case that it won't be ready tonight. And that could be done either by making the entire thing raw or by throwing in one thing that's raw. And it's the same presumption. There aren't two tracks, it's just one track, and therefore it would have to be Basar. So that's the view of many Rishonim. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens that way. Sifka Tantasi says that we don't accept the Rambam Shita that Yarek is going to work. Needs to be meat. We'll talk about in a minute or two. What about non-meats that also take a long time? Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Sif Aleph that for the heter to work, it has to be a situation of lo nisbashel klal. The Magen Avram, Sif Katan based, writes that therefore needs to be chai gamor. So you need to be careful to put it in samach l'chashecha. In other words, the Gemara said that bashel lo bashel zaser. So if it started to cook, it's aser. The only time it's mutter is when it is lo nisbashel klal, when it's chai gamor, and therefore the only way to do that is you put the food on the fire right before Shabbos. Now the question is why? You know, if you were to learn maybe like that Pirshei Mishnayos that it's medin heker, so then, okay, then I could understand that it's only chai gamor is a heker, maybe. But if you learn that the pshat is, and this is what we said we accept, the majority of position, that the point is that any time it's not going to be ready till tomorrow, you're Mesiach Das, so then shouldn't it be sufficient that it not be ready tomorrow? Why does it need to be Chai Gamor? Why does it need to be Samach L'chashecha? In other words, L'mashal. Let's take my chalent. So let's say chalent takes 6 hours to cook, to cook, okay? So if I put it in an hour before Shabbos, so it won't be ready for 5 hours, even though it's going to start cooking by the time Shabbos starts. But lemais, it's not going to be ready for 5 hours into the Shabbos. And so then I'm certainly a Mesiach Das, and that should be mutter, right? Yet the Magen Avraham says, no, that's not good enough. You have to, it's only mutter if it's Chai Gamor at the beginning of Shabbos. So the question is, why? Now, the truth is that there are Rishonim that are explicitly Mekum. If you take a look at the Kolbo and Hagos Mordechai, cited in the Beis Yosef, it's on page Nun Ches, and that's actually the simple reading of the Torah, as the Beis Yosef points out, though the Bach is Docha, the Diyuk. But at least, let's say, the Kolbo, Hagos Mordechai, Rabbeinu Hananel, quoted by the Torah, they all hold that as long as it's not going to be ready for tomorrow, it's mutter. It doesn't need to be put in right before Shabbos. In fact, it sounds like they go even further. It sounds like they might even hold that if lemaisa, you're planning to eat it tomorrow, even if it's theoretically ready tonight, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be keder chaisa. But even if we don't accept that extension, certainly what they're saying is lemaisa, if it's not going to be ready tonight, it's mutter. There's no reason that you'd have to put it in right before Shabbos. Now, the Beis Yosef is docha their position. He says this is a minority view, but the question is, in other words, the majority view is it's going to have to be raw, but the question is why? Why is the what is the reason for the majority view? So I think the answer has to be, I'm not sure, that nasat advarach al hashiurim. In other words, they're only matir when it's lonis bashal klau. Yes, it's true that in theory, sometimes you could put it up an hour before Shabbos and lemaisa, there'll be hesach hadas. But nasat advarach al hashiurim, and therefore they said that there's an exception to the general rule of the Yisr Shehiya. That's if it's Kedera Chaisa, if it's Ra, and therefore it's only if it's Ra at the beginning of Shabbos. Otherwise, it's Usur. Now, that being the case, so the Chazon Ish, Simen Lamed Zayin, Sif Katam Chaf Beis, writes that Bizman Azab, the heter of Kedera Chaisa is not going to be relevant. Why? Well, because what do? We accept Shabbos 18 minutes before Shkia, the women light candles typically. So what are they going to do? When are you going to put it on the fire? You're going to put it on the fire 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes before Shkia. So then it's not going to be good. It's not going to be Chai Gamor. He writes, Kol Shehigia Liatza Ledes Hainu Haschalas Habishal. So it's not that he does away with Heter entirely. It has to be such that at the beginning of Shabbos, it hasn't begun to cook. So how do you define the beginning of cooking? So the Chazon Ish assumes that's Yatzel Edispo. He says the same thing also in terms of calculating Shlish Bishel. So the beginning of the process of cooking is Yatzel Edispo. So if it's going to reach Yatzel Edispo at the beginning of Shabbos, before Shkia, then Keder Chaisa will not work. And therefore, you know, typically, if you're going to have 18 minutes of Tosafot Shabbos, it's not going to be practical. However, for some things, it still would be practical. For example, certainly, if we're talking about a slow cooker or a crock pot, those heat up very slowly. If, you know, typically, if you put your crock pot on 20 minutes or a half hour before Shkia, will not reach out to lettuce bow by Shkia. And, you know, that might be true for even on a, you know, any food on a very low flame. It is also worth pointing out that there are those who disagree with this Chazon Ish. Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Dalet quotes the Toldos Shmuel, who holds that actually, as long as when you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's Chaisa, even if at Shkia it's already begun to cook its mutter. Obviously, the Chazon Ish rejects that. Shlomo Zalman also isn't so sure it's correct. He says, well, you know, if it's Baruch Hu, if it's Kabbal Sakal, then maybe that's more Mistaber. So Shlomo Zalman is not into that theory, but that is another tzad to be makel. So, as I said, Lamaisa, the first practical limitation is if you're going to want to do Keder Chaisa Bizman Hazeh, it's going to have to be, I think we do accept the view of the Chazon Ish, and therefore, it's going to have to be in a type of situation where at the time Shkia comes, it won't be Yad Soledis. But again, if you're dealing with a crock pot, which is usually what you're going to be dealing with when it comes to Keder Chaisa, then that is achieved. Now, there's a second reason why Keder Chaisa might not be relevant today.
Ready?
Yes.
So just to clarify, so for us, let's say, like in the summer, when most people are in Kabbal Shabbos, well before Shkia, so there's probably no way to use this Heter.
Correct. Right? Correct. Okay. Your Mekabel Shabbos is a plaga mincha, then according to the Chazon Ish, Keder Chaisa would not be relevant. Unless you have it on a timer, maybe. But yes, I think that's correct. Now, there's a second reason why Keder Chaisa is often not relevant today. This is a point made by a number of poskim. Take a look, for example, in Dirshu note 30. And that is that for most things, let's even take the example of the Gemara of meat, right? So you want to do Keder Chaisa of meat in a pot or meat in your oven, right? So even if you set your oven for 200 degrees, so it's going to take 5 hours for your meat to cook, let's say, but you could very easily turn your oven up to 350 and then it'll take an hour for your meat to cook. Right? There's no, when you're using your stove or your oven, basically, there's no way, all foods, including meat, could be ready in an hour and a half, right? And when do you eat your Friday night suda? You know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. Let's say by the time you get to the main course, 2 hours after Shkia, after the start of Shabbos, right? Anything could cook in an oven or in a stove in an hour and a half. All meats, practically. So therefore, putting it in right before Shabbos doesn't in any way show that you're misiach das, that you're not planning to eat it till the next day, because you could very easily just raise the temperature and it would be ready for the Friday night suda. So therefore, for the most part, the heter of Kedera Chaisa will not work on a stove or in an oven anymore, where you could just speed things up. However, it would still work on a slow cooker and a crock pot, right? They're called slow cookers for a reason. They go very slow. If you put up your chalent right before Shabbos, it won't be ready by the time your Friday night meal comes. Even if you have your crock pot on high, I think, you know, it still is going to take 3-4 hours. And therefore, we could still have the heter of Keder Chaisa, but not on a stove, not in an oven, but yes, on something like a slow cooker. Now, there's a kasha, by the way, on the approach of the Chazon Ish that we said before. Remember the Chazon Ish who said that it has to be raw at the beginning of Shabbos, right? What's the kasha in the Chazon Ish? And the Chazon Ish himself notes this, asks it on himself. Because the Gemara is Matir Kedera Garmachaya. Now, Bish, Garmachaya, what's going to happen? It takes a second for it to begin cooking, right? Right. I go ahead, I take this raw piece of meat and I throw it into my tavshil 30 seconds before Shkia, right? And then, but 10 seconds after I put it in, it already starts cooking, right? So there's no possible way to permissibly do Garmachaya. So how could that be mutter according to the Chazon Ish? Again, if you took, you know, the Rambam's approach, then okay, it would make sense. If you held that it doesn't have to be totally raw, it would be okay. But according to Chazon Ish, how does this make any sense? So the Chazon Ish, it's Lamed Zayin Chaf Beis, it's also quoted in Dershim Note 19, is forced to concede that Garmachaya would only work if you cool down the whole dish. Because then if you put it, you know, if I have a cold pot of soup and I throw in a raw piece of meat, so obviously then that raw piece of meat won't start cooking. It'll take 10 minutes for it to start cooking, then it's fine, which seems like a pretty big dochak. But that's what the Chazon Ish seems to have to concede. So Bekitzer, again, we basically have a number of shitos here, just to review. The Beis Yosef thinks, according to most poskim, it's only going to be mutter if it can't cook by the next, if it's not going to be ready till the next day, or at least it won't be ready until well after your Friday night meal. According to Pirush Mishnayos, we saw Garmachaya works even if it will be ready because there's a hacker. At least that's the way the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam. And then we had another group of Rishonim, the Kolbo, the Goz Mordechai, Rabbi Nochananel, who said that it's going to be mutter as long as your intention is for it to be lamachar. But again, those latter two perspectives, those more lenient perspectives, are rejected, and we accept the stringent view of the Rove Poskim cited by the Beis Yosef. It's actually not so clear how the Mechaber Paskins, but that is the Psak of the Mechaber, or the Magen Avraham, Sifkatan Dalad, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Tes, that we follow that view. The Bir Halacha, though, and Dibor Maschal Ashoso says, B'diavad, you could be somech on that third view, namely the Kolbo, the Goz Mordechai, who say that if you're not planning to have it till tomorrow, it's going to be mutter, even though it wasn't raw at the beginning of Shabbos. What is the Bir Halacha say? This is actually a very interesting thing. He writes, it's mutter b'diavad as long as you're not ragil b'kach. So you're not allowed to do it l'chatchila. B'diavad, it's going to be mutter. Why? Could be somech b'diavad on these rishonim. It's not going to be ma'aser Shabbos, as we'll see. An idea that the Magen Avraham says in our Sedman and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in a couple of places. We're not going to aser something b'diavad if there are those who are makel even l'chatchila. Oh no, I forgot to include Zach. Hi, Larry. One second. I forgot to send you the link, but I'm doing it right now. My bad, but it's not too late. Okay, just sent it. Okay. Bye-bye. Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. So the again, what were we talking about? So he says Bidya, you could follow the lenient view, Bidyavid, as long as you're not Rugil. So I don't know why. I mean, if it's Bidyavid, it's Bidyavid. What is it not Rugil Dukach relevant? I assume because he doesn't want someone to do this every week and say every week it's Mutter Bidyavid. Meaning to say, obviously it wouldn't be Bidyavid if they do it, but let's say their mother does it every week. Still, at that, then you shouldn't be someone on this view. But this is a very important view, Lamaisa. Let's say I'm eating at somebody's house. And they put up their challenge an hour or two before Shabbos without a blech. So is that mutter, right? So according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, according to mainstream view, that's aser. Why is it aser? Because they put up their challenge an hour and a half before Shabbos. It's going to begin cooking by the start of Shabbos. And therefore, the heter of Keder Chaisa is not going to work. And there's no blech. So it's going to be aser. However, if you learn, again, according to the Hagos Mardechai and the Rabbeinu Hanano, the Kolbo, it's going to be mutter. Lamaisa, it's not going to be ready by tomorrow. You're definitely missing Yachdas. And therefore, according to that view, it's going to be mutter. So if you're eating at somebody's house, and that's what they do, so then you could have the challah, that's mutter b'diavad, okay? Vilvad shel yeh ragil b'kach. Now, another question is that according to the Bihar Lacha, as we mentioned, so it's okay, even if it's going to be ready at night, as long as it's not going to be ready at the time that you're going to want to eat your meal Friday night. That's good enough. Now, if that's true, so that's, you know, actually going to, without that kula, we would never actually be able to practically use Keder Chaisa. Like I said, even the slow cooker cooks things in 4, 5, 6 hours. We should point out, though, that you might argue that if that's true, that heter won't apply for our challenge because people like having Friday night challenge, right? It's what's the minute? When do you have your Friday night challenge?
People do it for tish.
Yeah, exactly right, Zach. So let's imagine that you're going to have your tish, as Zach said. It's going to start 4 hours after Shabbos starts, 4.5 hours after Shabbos starts. So the fact that it's Kedei Rechaisa maybe will not work because it's going to still take, you're not showing that you're Mesiach Das Ad L'machar. So that's a interesting point. The Chazon Ish, Lamed Zayin, Chaf Beis, again, it's quoted in Dirshu 30, seems to be no to Lahakel, as long as there's actually basar in it, because even though your kavana is to eat it at night, since most people are would be Mesiach Das from this, most people wouldn't, you know, if it's not going to be ready for 4 or 5 hours, they're Mesiach Das. So therefore, we could still apply the heter of Kedei Rechaisa, again, assuming that it's for the next day. And it's like a low plug lakula, actually. So he says, Dafka by Basar. So therefore, Lamaisa, I could go ahead and still use Kedei Rechaisa because my challah won't be ready for 4 or 5 hours. And even though there are some people in the world who eat challah in 4 or 5 hours into Shabbos, but since I'm not planning to have it till tomorrow, and most people aren't planning, you know, when they put in raw meat right before Shabbos, they don't have in mind to have it till tomorrow, then the heter still stands. Now, what about the following? What about if it's not meat, but it still won't be ready till the next day? Lamashal, let's say I want to make a vegetarian challah. And so I don't put any meat in my challah, vegetarian challah, but it still is going to take a while to cook. It won't be ready certainly for my Friday night meal. It will take 4 or 5 hours to cook at the very least. You know, most of the ingredients in Chalitz, you know, even though the Beis Yosef is concerned primarily in terms of meat, I think beans take a lot longer to cook than meat. So if you have beans and barley in your chalent, but you happen not to have meat in it, but it won't be ready for many hours, would we still be willing to apply the kula of Kedera Chaisa? Because lemaisa, you may see achdas, lemaisa, it's not going to be ready for a long time. Or are we going to say that basar's dafka? So maybe you'll say basar's dafka. After all, the Beis Yosef says we reject the position of the Rambam that a yarek works. But that's not a raya. Because the reason why the Rambam is rejected, why yarek doesn't work, is because yarek is ready quickly. But if lemaisa, beans and barley won't be ready for my Friday night suda, it takes many hours for the beans and barley to cook, then is it really necessary to put meat into the chalent for this to be mutter? So here too, the Chazon Ish is mekel. Chazon Ish, this is Lamed Vav, Sif Katan Gimel. I was actually talking about a different question. Somebody had a urn, not a like an electric urn like we have, but I don't know, in Israel, I used to see people still do this. You know, actually an urn that would be on a fire. So this was like at a shul, at a shtibul, at a yeshiva. They wanted to have their hot water for Shabbos morning. So they put this big pot of water on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos, but it's a small flame. So it would take 4 hours, let's say, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours for it to get hot. So is that mutter? So the Chazon Ish says, yeah, he thinks that's going to be mutter. Why? That's also Gedera Chaisa. L'maisa, since it's Shelo Yaspik L'Schamim Ad Shabbos B'Boker, so your Mesiach Das, the same Kula of Gedera Chaisa applies. So what the Chazon Ish seems to be telling us is if it doesn't have to be meat, as long as lemais, it's not going to be ready till tomorrow, even if there's no meat in it, we will still be willing to apply the kula of kedera chaisa. So halach lemais, does kedera chaisa still work anymore? Yes, it does. Practically speaking, in our society, it's only going to work if it's with a crock pot, like we said. But when it comes to a crock pot, as long as you are confident that it's not going to reach Yatza lettuce bow before the beginning of Shabbos. And moreover, it's a crock pot that even if you sped it up and put it on the maximal heat, it would not be cooked for when you'd want to eat it if you were eating Friday night. So then there is still a kula of Kedera Chaisa. That would be the case where I think it's practically still relevant. Yes, Moshe.
Yeah, I was wondering, you've been talking about, like the chumrah would be meat or maybe beans. The word garma means bone, which I imagine cooks even slower than meat does.
Yeah, in a hanami, but the Rambam still said basar o yarek. So the Rambam, but the halacha is like you're saying, the halacha is that it has to be meat. We don't accept that Rambam.
No. Does anybody say garma actually means bone?
I assume that's what karma means. The question is it dafka or not?
Well, maybe...
I think your translation is probably right. It means like a bone that you eat.
Yeah, like
not like a marrow bone. You mean a bone where you actually eat. I don't remember if anyone said that. We're going to actually talk about that, but a little later. When we get to Hilchos Bishul, we'll talk about whether you could do chazara and chalent with chicken bones where they'd be ready tomorrow. But anyway, that we'll get back to later. Okay. Yes, Noah.
What if the crack pot breaks?
Then you're in trouble. You won't have anything to eat. What could you do? So hopefully your crack pot won't break. Yes, Noah.
Even the husband could just be Kabbalah Shabbos after the meat right before Shkia, then put it up? Would that still be an issue if she's not in Kalashavas?
If the Haz, what difference does it make? As long as it's not going to reach Yatzah Lettuce Bowl before Shabbos, it's Mutter. If it will reach Yatzah Lettuce Bowl by Shkia, it's going to be Asar Koy Chazon Ish.
I'm saying, so if one person is not in Kalashavas,
that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Just practically speaking, it's often not, that's all he's saying. As long as you solve the problem, you solve the problem. Okay. The Gemara says, and even though we're not finished talking about Shehia, we're going to talk about this Gemara, which will bring us a little bit into Chazara, and then we'll go back to Shia, and you'll see why in a moment. So Gemara Lam and Chazam Bey says that according to the Ma'an Damar Machzirin, then Machzirin Afilo Be Shabbos. So you're even allowed to do asar on Shabbos. Question is, what does that mean, even on Shabbos? So Rashi says this means biyom Shabbos. In other words, you could do asara even on Shabbos day, not just on Friday night, even on Shabbos day. That's the way Rashi says it. What's the chiddush? You might have thought that in that case, it's muchach. When you take it off the fire Friday night, it's obvious you're going to want to return it because you need to eat the next day. So therefore, only in that case, it's mutter. But if you took it off the fire Shabbos day, so it would see, presumably you're done with it, and therefore you wouldn't be able to put it back on. No, kamash balan, that if the conditions are met, the Gemara will later explain what the conditions are, but we assume you need l'chatchila daito l'hachzir and odo biyado and not al gabikarka. So if those conditions are met, so then it's mutter even on Shabbos. That's the view of Rashi. The Rishonim are very bothered by this pshat, because usually b'Shabbos doesn't mean b'yom Shabbos. B'Shabbos means Shabbos as opposed to chol, not b'Shabbos as opposed to lel Shabbos. And if you look actually at the Gra, Sifkata Nun Aleph, when he cites the lenient view against Tosos, the view that there's no Hachzar on Erev Shabbos, he doesn't cite attribute it to Rashi, he attributes it to the Ran. In other words, the Gra assumed that Rashi's view was utterly rejected. Though it is interesting, the Mishnah Berurah cites Rashi's view. And the truth is that there are, I have found, a handful of places in Shas where the words B'Shabbos means B'Yom Shabbos. One place is in Ksubis, where it talks about people, the Samachema base being mazin in their wives. It says, Ochelis Imo, Leili Shabbos, V'Shabbos. So Shabbos there means Yom Shabbos. There are even better rayas, which we'll get back to Bez and Sifram a little bit later. So that's Shitas Rashi. Tosos rejects Rashi. He thinks, no, B'Shabbos has to mean Shabbos is supposed to Chol. So if that's true, what's the Gemara saying? That if you're Matir Hachzara B'Shabbos, you are, sorry, if you're Matir Hachzara, you're Matir even on Shabbos and not just B'Chol. So says Tosos, what does that teach us? This teaches us that the Iker Isra Hachzara is B'Chol. Now, there are two versions of what that would mean in Tosfos and also in Arash. The first version of Tosfos, that means, when is it asr to do achzara b'chol? So according to the first version of Tosfos, what that would mean is that if there's not enough time that, if there's not enough time for it to heat up before Shabbos, then there's an Isra Achzara. Again, it would be mutter if it's Garf HaKatam, say. But without being Garf HaKatam, it would be Aser if it won't be hot at the beginning of Shabbos. That's shot number one in Tosfos. Shot two in Tosfos is, no, maybe even if there is enough time for it to get hot, it's going to be Aser. As long as there's not enough time for it to get hot if it was cold. In other words, let's say you want to put your potato kugel back into the oven for Shabbos. So, okay, are you allowed to put a potato kugel in the oven before Shabbos? Is there an Issur Shehiya? No, there's no Issur Shehiya. Let's assume we pass them like Hanania, like we said. So there's no Issur Shehiya. You're allowed to keep your potato kugel in the oven for Shabbos. So you take the potato kugel and you put it in the oven 10 minutes before Shabbos. Now, it happens to be that your potato kugel is hot already, so it is going to be hot at the beginning of Shabbos. But if it were cold, it wouldn't be hot at the beginning of Shabbos, because it takes 20 or 30 minutes to heat up a potato kugel that's cold in an oven that's at 250, let's say. So your potato kugel, if it were cold, it wouldn't be ready at the beginning of Shabbos. Then you can't put your potato kugel into the oven at that point. There's an Isser HaChazara, and since it's very hard to make an oven Garf Katam, so you can't do it. You can't do it. If you want to keep your potato kugel in the oven before Shabbos, you have to make sure to put it in a half hour before Shabbos, 40 minutes before Shabbos, whatever it would take to be hot by Shabbos if it was cold when placed in. So that's the view of Tosfos. So that's the Machmir view. Ran, Tesvav and Beis B'Dapi Arif, Dimaschal Bayis, reads the Gemara like Tosfos, but he says that Tosfos is wrong halacha, because that is only true according to Beis Shammai. What does that mean? Remember, Beis Shammai holds his Tfisas Kelim. So according to Beis Shammai, there's going to be an Isser because Lemaisa, your Kelim are doing prohibited activity by heating up this food on Shabbos. But That's what you would have thought. Kamash Bala, no, you're allowed to be Masir on Shabbos, and not just an Erev Shabbos. But if, so it's a Chiddush, according to Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Hillel, that we paskin, there's certainly no Isser Vachsar on Erev Shabbos. So Lamaisi comes out like Rashi, though he reads the Gemara like Tosfos. There's a Yesh Omrim in the Rashba, Lamed Chesmet Aleph, also in the Ramban. I think that when it says Machsir Nafil B'Shabbos, it means even when Shabbos starts, because you might have thought that it's only Motor Ben Hashmasha. It's not like Tosfos. There's no Isser Achsar B'chol. But we know that, for example, Hatman is Motor Ben Hashmashos. So you might have thought Achsar is also only Motor Ben Hashmashos, but not on Shabbos. No, it's Motor even on Shabbos. So again, that view would also come out Lakula, that there's no Isser Achsar in Erev Shabbos. There's a Chidush Aran who quotes a Yerushalmi, and it's also the Yerushalmi is also an Aran regular, and this is said in the Rif. This is a very important shita, which we're going to talk about, because the Rama says the minhag is like this. The Yerushalmi says a fascinating thing. He says, if it was on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos, then you could do Chazara on Shabbos, even if Hinicha Gabe Karka. There's Lamasho. Let's say, I go ahead and I beginning of Shabbos for my Friday night meal, I'm having the chicken and kugel, and they're on in the oven or on the stove or whatever it is. Okay, good. Then I take the food off the oven and I eat it, and then I have leftovers. I put it back in the fridge. Shabbos morning, I decide, you know, I'd like some more kugel, so I put it back on to heat up. That's mutter. Aye, but I don't have Tanai Chazara. No, the Tanai Chazara were only said in the event that you took it off before Shabbos and want to put it back for the first time on Shabbos. That's when the Tanai Chazara needed. And that's what this Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that Machzirin, even if the Netila was an Erev Shabbos, but in that case, only if you have the Tanai Chazara. Now, that's a huge kula. It is against most of the Rishonim, but as I said, the Rama thinks that's the Minhag Olam is that way. And it actually reads very nicely, even though it's based off the Yerushalmi and the Bavli in a certain sense. Because the Bavli has all these conditions that are needed to permit Chazara, like Oda Biyado and Lohini Chagale Karka, whatever the views are. Now, you could ask, well, if that's true, why did the Mishnah say these conditions? Right? It's fair. The Mishnah just says Chazar is mutter. Okay, so I understand Chazar will only be mutter if there's no Chash Bishel. That doesn't need to be told. And the Mishnah says that what condition is needed to be mutter Chazara? Garfagatum. So how is it that the Gemara starts introducing all these additional conditions if the Mishnah only says Garfagatum? According to the Ran, it's very meduyak. Because the Mishnah is talking about Chazara on Shabbos, and therefore these conditions are necessary. And the Gemara says, but if you're going to do Chazara and you took it off before Shabbos, Machzir Nafil B'Shabbos, well, that's when we're going to have these additional conditions. Now, so that's the Chiddush of the Rama. Now, the Rama, as I said, the Beis Yosef says we don't pass on like this Rama because it's against most Rishonim. And so therefore, really, only Bishas Adchak may be Shulah in this Ramah. I'll tell you an interesting historical tidbit. maybe a Dove can find out if this is correct. You'll have to ask the old Kent Millers. But I was told that Rabbi Einemer was my Rebbe in 11th and 12th grade, and he was also the Rav of the Young Israel Shomrei Emunah and Kent Mill in Silver Spring. So I think he came to Silver Spring in the 50s, maybe. 60s, I'm not sure. And basically, everybody was heating up their food Shabbos morning, Be'isser. And if you would have told them, to do it the way you should really do it, nobody would have listened. They didn't have platas in those days. So nobody would have listened. So he told them that they should do the following. They should take, people used to leave their ovens on. So they would, he said, take a blech, basically, put it on the bottom of your oven. So that's one chiddush that's considered gar for katan. We can get back to that in a minute. So take the blech and put it on the bottom of the oven. And then the food has to be in the oven at the beginning of Shabbos, which is okay. That's not a very hard condition to make, because especially if you're going to want to reheat the same food they ate Friday night, Shabbos day. So as long as your kugel and your chicken and the like were in the oven at the beginning of Shabbos, so then it's okay. So then you take it out, you put it in the fridge, it's in the fridge all night. And then Shabbos morning, you put it back into the oven. It's going to be okay. Why? The Ran. Yeah, it's true. The Ran is a minority opinion. But the Rama says the minhag is to be samech on the Ran. That's what Rabbeinu were told people to do. Now, there's a number of chidushim here that aren't so pashut. The first objection that you could have to Rabbeinu's chap is it's against a different Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Lamed Zayin Od Aleph, Rabbi Chelbo says, Lo shanu el al gabav al letocha aser, that hachzar is only mutter al gabe hatanur, not besoch hatanur. And here the people were putting it into the oven. And the Beis Yosef himself points this out. He says that the Ran would only basically be matir al gabe akira, not besoch akira. And there's also the view of the Magen Avraham, sifkatan lamed hay. However, lemaisa, the Rama himself was makel. The Rama says that this kula that he has based on the Yushalmi is mutter even besoch hatanur. If you take a look at Magen Avraham, Sifkatan Chaf Beis, he makes this point. Now, why might that be? So maybe the Rama held that as long as the Kedera wasn't sitting on the floor of the oven, so it's not considered Bisocho, would still be considered Algaba. So therefore, in our ovens, where you don't put the food on the floor of the oven, you put it on a rack, it's going to be okay. Like the Magen Avraham says, by Tala HaKedera L'Socha Avir Akira, that we wouldn't be considered besocha. Now, that's not pashut, as the Mishnah Berurah Nun Ches points out, because you might say that if this is the normal way to do it, it's considered besocha. The only reason why Al-Gaba works is because it's not the normal way of doing things. So this would still be considered besocha. And the Poskim talk about this. If you look at Dershu Note 69, the Poskim talk about it. But there are those that are makel. They say as long as it's not on the floor of the oven, it would still be okay. Now, and even though it's true that the Beis Yosef thinks it doesn't make sense to apply the Ramah for Besocho, but again, the Ramah Lamaisa said, no, again, Lahako. Fine. So Halach Lamaisa, Shver to me, Mekel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, if you see people doing this, you shouldn't get too upset, because at least they have a different Sad Lahako, which is by the time you do Achzara Shabbos morning, the oven's going to be pretty cool. But that Sad Lahako is probably not relevant in our days, because nowadays the oven is just as hot Shabbos morning as it was Friday night. Whatever temperature you left it at, it's still going to be true. So the limud chos of the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really apply. There's another chiddush in what Rabbi Inamar said, because it's not clear that putting a blech at the floor of the oven is considered garf katam. We'll have to talk about that next time. And there's another interesting point, which is when the Rama brings down this Ran, he says it only works if lo niskarara. So here in the case of the potato kugel that you had in the fridge Friday night, it's definitely niskarara. So there's a big debate if that requirement for it to be hot is one of the tanaim of hachzara, in which case it's going to be asur, or no. Maybe when the Rama says it can't have cooled down, that's just so there won't be a chash bishul, because he's talking about a tavshil that has rotev. But if it's solid and there's no shashbittel, it's mutter. This is a debate among the poskim. It's actually a steer in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham earlier, when he talked about hachzar and sif base, was makel. He says it's mutter, even if it cools down, as long as no shashbittel. But the Magen Avraham over here sounds like even if there's no shashbittel, it would be a problem. The poskim discussed this. The Bir Halacha is no tilahakel. Some are machmir. Rav Moshe is no tilahachmir. The Rav was no tilahakel. But at least b'shas al-chak, maybe there's room to be lenient. So this is an interesting eitza. As I said, it's not an eitza that I think anyone would recommend l'chatchila, though maybe it's an idea to keep in mind in your back pocket. Yeah, I know people have to go to mincha, so you could go, but if you want to stay and ask a question, you can. Yes, Moshe?
I was just going to say that I heard Harley Ganak, not directly, but through someone else, that the Rav matired taking out of the fridge for most things, because he held that everything was a gaver yavesh for bishul and bishul for bishul. Only water.
Yeah, that helps bishul. But how do you matir nesin al chatchila? Of course, you're right that there's no bishul problem, But that's not the problem we're dealing with here. Right. The problem over here is that it's nisin al chatchila, tzachzar b'yisr. Dov, before he left, asked the question, well, how could you do the oven? Aren't you afraid that the temperature is going to rise? So we'll talk about that later when we get to ovens. But for most ovens, especially at a low temperature, it's not a psik reisha. So this brings us back to the discussion that we had when we did melacha zoreya, where we said that psik reisha begrama is mutter. And even though Shlomo Zalman was hesitant about that in a deraisa, he was only makel by a fridge, but lamaisa, other poskim are makel. So that would be okay. All right, Bezus Hashem, we'll pick up Friday. Friday, we're going to have to start later than usual. I apologize. I'll tell this, I'll send out a message to everybody else later. But I think this Friday, we'll have to start at, let's say, 11 o'clock. We'll do 11 o'clock. So Friday at 11. Okay, kol tov.